I think about these religious leaders, and I don't know where to laugh or cry. I mean, they have the Word of God. They have the prophets who testify the Word of God. They would read Psalm where it would say not one bone of his body would be broken. He would be beaten beyond recognition. That he would be pierced. That he would be numbered among the transgressors. They see all that. Now it's happening. And they think they're on the right road with God, and they're not. I mean, can you imagine, of all the tragedies, this might take the cake. To think that you are God's man or God's woman, and then when it comes time, you find out you're not even on the wedding list or the invitation. You're of all the tragedies, because you see, the atheist will realize that they were wrong. The agnostic will realize that there is only one way. The doubter and the scoffer will all be silenced, and those who continue in their sin will know why they didn't enter. But this person will be shocked. They'll say, but I went to church. I even prayed after every meal. I was on the worship team. I was on the deacon board. I was an elder. I was a pastor. I'm American. Does that qualify? My lineage can be traced to the Mayflower that sailed into Cape Cod Bay in 1620. Does that make me a Christian? I mean, they brought over the Mayflower Compact. They were No, it doesn't make you a Christian. And they'll be shocked. That's why Jesus was saying, you don't know me. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, depart from me. I don't know you. Well, how do I know, Shane? Well, luckily Jesus says, therefore. There, those who hear my sayings and do them. I will liken him to a man who built his house on the rock, on the cornerstone, on the foundation. So when the rains came and the floods came and the wind beat and blew against that house, it did not fall because it was founded on the rock, on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. I think that's somewhere in the old hymns, right? On this life, on Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. That's the sure foundation. And he says, but those who hear my sayings, like many, and do not do them, I will liken him to a man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain came, the flood descended, the wind blew against that house, it fell. And Jesus says, and great was its fall. See, at some point we need a sobering reality check. Why did all this happen? Why did Titus judge Jerusalem? Why is judgment coming? Because they rejected the cornerstone. They rejected their Messiah. As a result, the stone fell on them and grounded them to powder. And that's what because it's not Jesus isn't saying, depart from me, I don't know you, and he's laughing about it. There's a sense of, I don't know you, you practice lawlessness. That means your fruit, there's no fruit. There's no fruit. But what does he often say? He just says, come home. Come home. So the prodigal son, the wayward daughter, the people not sure, Jesus just says, come home. You don't have to go through judgment. You don't have to face the wrath of God. Come home. I've provided the provision. I am your cornerstone. Stop playing church. If I could go on American television tomorrow and speak to the large majority of Christian audience, that's what I would say. Stop playing church. God is not a butler. He's not a genie in a bottle, and he's not a cosmic ball of love. It's the Lord Jesus Christ on which this stone will fall and ground anyone to powder who rejects him. Why? Because he's high and exalted and lifted up. There's no other name that'll ever be exalted. His name is above all other names. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. End of story. Not debatable. Not interested. And that's what people need to know. They need to know the truth.